In today's Agronomic Minute, brought to you by UPL, a leader in sustainable crop management solutions for California's orchards and vineyards. In this week's episode, we're joined by Joe Vassius, UPL Technical Service Lead for Specialty Crops. Now, growers have a whole host of different issues that they're thinking about throughout the growing season with disease and pest pressures and managing plant and soil health. But Joe, you guys have a new program that helps growers sort of navigate all that. And so let's get into this kind of protection program you guys have developed.
Yeah, with all this on growers' minds and all the shifting priorities that growers always have in terms of, you know, environmental sustainability goals and consumer demands, UPL created a new program called ProNutiva, which is based on more of an integrated systems approach to looking at different pest control and resistance management issues.
Well, very cool. It's not really a product, but a comprehensive kind of approach to production. And now, Joe, you touched on it a little bit, but let's get into some of the different areas where this program can provide some guidance and assistance to growers and the specific types of issues or topics that it highlights.
Yeah, so this would be looking at, you know, say a specific pest, looking at a season-long program, integrating maybe a more conventional chemistry with a sustainable or natural-based product, maybe a biosolutions-based product as well, to look at that integrated program for providing season-long control of that pest. You know, it looks at rotating these modes of actions, also can have some secondary benefits of, you know, assisting with residue issues for key export countries, and then also additionally focusing on increased plant health and yield to additionally benefit a grower at the end of the season.
Yeah, so it sounds like the program can provide quite a bit of help to growers looking to address just a variety of different issues. And it's been proving to be pretty valuable. So talk to us a little bit about some of the experiences of growers who've used the program in walnut production.
For sure. One place we've incorporated the ProNutiva program is looking at walnuts and walnut blight. So university research had documented copper resistance within walnut blight. And, you know, that is definitely top of mind to different growers now. So traditionally, you know, treatments for this would have included UPL's Mancozeb or Manzate products plus a copper. But, you know, in recent years, UPL has registered Kasumin, which is the active ingredient Kasugamycin. It's a naturally derived fermentation product that is another effective tool that can help combat this copper resistance. So even on copper resistant strains, it's very effective on controlling those and really makes a great tank mix partner with the existing programs that would have either Mancozeb or copper as well. So, you know, looking at a rotation of a Mancozeb and copper being the more traditional chemistries, plus incorporating Kasumin in there to really combat these resistance issues is a great example of how ProNutiva can be implemented in the field.
Well, very cool. And for anyone interested in maybe adopting the program or maybe just want to learn some more about it, where can growers go to find some more information?
I'd suggest that they contact their local retailer to get more information on the specific products that we may have mentioned here or UPL ProNutiva programs and other crops. Can also go to UPL's website at upl-ltd.com/US. Can find information there on different individual products and also find a contact for a local UPL sales representative.
This has been the latest installment of the Agronomic Minute, a weekly segment made possible through a content partnership with UPL.